We're here in KSOM talking high school volleyball with the head coach for Exira EHK, Derek Reischauer, joining us now. And coach, how are you feeling about your volleyball team coming into a brand new season?
Oh, we're excited. We kind of took a step up last year from the previous year, and you know, trying to climb that ladder a little bit. And I think we're expecting some more bigger things coming up this year. We've got higher expectations for ourselves this year. So, you know, we're kind of chomping at the bit to get things going.
Yeah, after winning, going 11-22 2 years ago, last year you got to the 500 mark pretty much, or close to it, 10-13. What do you think your girls did the previous season, and now what do you need to do this year to continue that rise?
Well, I think, you know, 2 years ago was my first year, and yeah, we had a lot of unforced errors that first year, and last year we really cleaned up on a lot of the unforced errors part of it. You know, we were much more efficient with our hitting, getting teams out of system. So that really kind of took us to that next step. And now it's just, you know, understanding that, you know, we belong. We belong in that conversation of conference championships. We belong in that conversation of, you know, breaking that 500 mark. So, you know, this year we've got to keep continuing to build on cutting down on unforced errors. You know, we've got, we graduated two girls from last year that played really key roles for us, and they played them really well. So we've got to find some girls to kind of step into those roles. I don't know that we really have a whole lot of freshmen that are really ready to step up to that varsity level. And we've got one that's going to have to, given our numbers. And we're making some adjustments with maybe some of the positions our girls play, maybe some of the responsibilities that they have on the floor than we had last year. So even though we've got 5 out of 7 girls returning from last year's rotation, we're going to have definitely a different look than we had last year.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the numbers. I mean, you started 3 freshmen and a sophomore last year. The bench was pretty short. What does the numbers look like this year?
Well, hey, we've got 13 that I know of it currently at this point in time, which is the most we've had since I've been here 3 years now. 13 may not sound like much to some programs, but for us, that's a pretty big number compared to the last couple of years. So, you know, one girl's, you know, she's in a boot right now. She can't play. But numbers-wise, you know, I can at least scrimmage in practice now. You mentioned those freshmen from last year. We were probably the youngest, you know, or close to the youngest team in our conference last year, having to play, you know, 3 freshmen and a sophomore in our 7-girl rotation. And, you know, we really don't get that much older this year. We're going to have to play a freshman and 3 sophomores, a junior and a senior. So we're not terribly old again. That being said, we've got some good experience in those girls. Those 5 girls that return, they've got 23 matches under their belt at the least. So we might still be young, but we might be one of the more experienced teams in our conference, given all the matches those freshmen and sophomore had to play last year.
Well, you had a sophomore that kind of led you, Jalen Peterson. She had 171 kills a year ago. Also contributed defensively with 91 digs. Led you with 39 blocks. Had 34 aces on the season. That was tops on the club. What do you like about Jalen, and maybe seeing progress in her game this year as a junior?
Jalen, you know, she's a volleyball player. You know, she's gifted athletically. You know, she's probably a little bit more mature than some girls, you know, last year at her age, you know, mentally and volleyball mentality. So she's athletic. She's not terribly tall. I don't know that she's really grown any since last year, but she's got some athleticism. She's a quick leaper. You know, she's going to get to that ball before the other girl's going to get to the ball in most cases. So really look forward to kind of control things for us there in the middle. It's not going to be any secret that we're going to run a lot of things through her, but we definitely have some other girls that are going to perform well, just like they did last year. Taryn Peterson stepped up. Maine Jorgensen stepped up. You know, Hannah Nelson stepped up. Hannah graduated. But, you know, we've got 3 girls returning that are proven attackers. And we've got We've got to find some more girls around those, but it's not going to be any secret to anybody who we're probably going to run things through.
Right. Well, what do you see from the progress of those freshmen? I mean, they certainly had a great softball season playing for Audubon, like Riley Miller and Taryn Peterson, and then throw in Brooklyn Flathers, who saw a lot of assists for you a year ago. I mean, these are all pretty good athletes that I'm sure can make strides this year on the court.
Yeah, they did a great job. You know, they were kind of a rare group of girls. They were ready to come in and play at the varsity level as freshmen. And, you know, this year, I think, obviously, we want to see improvement. I think you're definitely going to see that. We're going to look for some more things out of our setters this year. You know, I'm not going to get into any detail on that, but we're going to look for our setters to do some more things. You know, Flathers, Brooklyn Flathers is really good setter. She's got a really good touch on the ball. And Riley is very competitive, very crafty up there as a setter. So we're going to look for those two to kind of add some more diversity to their game a little bit this year. Taryn, you know, Taryn's just a phenomenal athlete. We went to a central team camp this year, and Taryn probably was our best player down there playing a new role. And she's just athletic. She's a great girl to coach, very coachable, and just always has a great energy to her and a great attitude. So those freshmen, Riley and Taryn, playing in that state championship game, I love that because it just gives them that much experience, that much more confidence. And so we hope they'll build upon that.
How about defensively? Do you have a libero position set? And in terms of how do you see that area of your team?
Well, I'll tell you, we probably won't have a libero this year. We got the 13 girls. We have 6 incoming freshmen. You know, one of them's going to have to step up and play. I just don't know that we have another girl that's going to be able to fill that libero role the way that we need to fill it. So we're going to have to, be kind of creative with how we want to run our defensive system. And we've got it figured out. We know what we're going to do, and I think we'll be fine there.
How about serving-wise? Last year, 127 aces, 90% efficiency. Anytime you're getting to 90% or above in serving efficiency, it's pretty solid. Where do you feel like that is right now with your team?
I think we're pretty solid there. That's actually the first group of girls I've ever had hit that 90% efficiency mark. We're going to still look for that mark and hopefully push it above that. We've got a serving strategy that we like to use, and we're going to stick with that. So, you know, we've had some practices. Girls look good with their serves. You know, we've got a couple girls that are changing their serve, maybe adding a little bit more, little pep to their serve a little bit. So we're pretty solid there. I'm happy with that.
And overall, what do you see as the keys for your team to have a successful season this year?
I think the key is, you know, we've talked in practice this week. We're really kind of stressing our passing game. Kind of said, hey, you know, we can go as far as our passing is going to take us. And so we're really working on that. And I think the second probably biggest key is just our mental toughness. Our conference is wide open this year. There's probably a legitimate 5 teams that can probably win our conference this year. So night in and night out, it's a challenge. And if we're going to be that team that's competing for that conference championship, we got to pull out those tight sets. We got to pull out those tight matches. And we got to do it night in and night out. There's no breaks this year.
Well, I'm sure the Rolling Valley will be tough. I'm sure your team will be tough and hopefully continue to see improvement. Coach, really appreciate your time, and best of luck to you and your Spartans throughout the upcoming season. Thanks so much.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Derek Reinschauer, head coach for Exira EHK Volleyball, joining us here on KSOM.